Mordig bei Simon Peters, der Gimmel, der Stückse von Tafel Wasser zur Tafel Grüner. Wir haben sich in Kuhn der Kofi, wir haben gesehen, nur die Idee mit meinem Schönen, meinem Zeugen, mit meinem Achönen. Was ist mit meinem Zeugen, von Washington, so schoss, sich mal in der Kofi mit Beis. Mord nach und der Schönen, ein Lob in Tafel, Tafel, aber Käse in Tafel Grüner, Chöber. First, what is a Tafel? So, you see, it says, let's say, first, it's a chillant, he puts flesh inside, he takes out the flesh, what's left behind are the potatoes, the beans, that is a tashel of basar, that's fleshes. You make an egg, you put cheese on top, you fry the pan, you take the cheese out, left behind with the egg over here, that's called a tashel of vino. That's case, that's milk eggs. That's one example. The second type, the Taz gets involved with something called marak soup. The way he ends over the Ben Yegno, seems to go, he passes it away. Is that a person can go this way? There are two different types of soup. There can be a very thin solid soup. They see it. There's something that's very thick of kamoi rockets, like vegetable. In the case it's very thick over here, that's nichol the category of the gufa dover. When solid, nichol the category of being over here of a tafshel. Now, what does that mean of being very thick? So, look up the makar, the ben yeruchim that's put down by seishav kufa and gimel. He says when it's very thick, shama yish b'marak bosav in the nira. It's very thick, it might be strands of basar. But his reason for being machma for it, not because it's thick, as you get of being mamshu guva dover, it's thick, and maybe the pieces of basar inside, differ as you get the guva dover. Otherwise, any liquid that comes out is not in the category of tashu shul basar. A third point, come with all being stuff, came up, brings down the shumun shul basar as you get of basar ba'atzmai. Now, if you go through the reasons, you analyze it, why is that so? We have two reasons why to be mamshu, watching machma 6 hours. Either it's had Masi's reason or Moshek Tam, it's had a Ramam or Basta Ben Yishanayim. Says the Goyin that it comes because the Rashba, but the Chodesh is not like the Ramam, it's not Basta Ben Yishanayim. You're left with Rashi's reason of Moshek Tam. They're trying to grapple with that because the idea of the way the Rashba paskins, it goes because it's had the reason of Basta Ben Yishanayim. Therefore, the Pichodosh, the Gracie, the Pitoria, the Kamal will say, Echonami, for the Ramam, the reason is not applied, but we have a light plug in the Ramam. So, come out of the Shumash of Bosa, the get of the Guva Dover. But he speaks out the Taz, the Shach, the Poskim down. This idea of Tafshul will not machalik whether it's Avaz, whether it's chicken or case of meat, as same aloha. So, again, it comes out number one. What's the definition of a Tafshul? Something either by Cholent or by the egg, where the Guva Dover is taken out. You left the beans and the potatoes by the Cholent or the egg without the cheese by the milchix. A second example is when it's a soup that's liquid with no chash any piece of meat inside. And third, the case of a shumun shabos that is nothing to get a gufa dover. Now, Kamal Nachman, he made a statement over here of a chilek between the case of a tashul and tashul versus a tashul and to bosser. The question is, what does he mean? So, I saw there, place over here, two mahalchim, the Ben Tam and the Ben Shmuel. The way Ben Tam says over, the look is a Ben tashul, meaning a tashul gvino, a tashul bosser. Or tafshul basar to tafshul pino, that's a loch to wash your hands is rishus. However, the situation when this be'en after a case of pino, or after the case of after tafshul pino, or be'en after tafshul basar, then the idea of washing hands is a chayva. We see the mechalek, a case where it's tafshul versus tafshul, which is be'en after tafshul. No difference whether it's milk or fleshix, no difference. One's a rishus, one's a chayva. Ben Shmuel, the way he understands, Ben Tafshul is Tafshul, he says a Chiddush, discussing when they're both in a Basar, both in a Gvino, and you need, and it's just not with Rishus. Why do we think otherwise? That takes a Kasher. That's Ben Tafshul Kasher, Ben Shmuel. Mash Enki, the situation, after a Tafshul Basar, to a Tafshul Gvino, then the Loch is you have to wait 6 hours, because you have a Tafshul Basar. But Tafshul Gvino, Tafshul Basar, that case is a Chayvim Nutila. Chayvim Nutila. I mean, he's mechalik which way the tafshul is going. Gvina to basar, basar to gvina. One's chayv, one's also. That means you realize there are really four cases over here to discuss. The case of tafshul gvina, tafshul basar, tafshul basar, tafshul gvina, tafshul basar to gvina, and tafshul gvina to basar. Those are the four cases, and three of them is the machalikus over here. What comes out la first case, tafshul gvina to tafshul basar. Kind of according to Ben Tam, it's the case of Rishos. You see, Klim Machaber, this case is the case of Rishos. You pass it like the Ben Tam, it's Rishos. According to Rabbi Shimon, the way the Ramo ends off the Sephobia, it says, Noikim, Lochi Paskin, the case of the Chaybo. you want to eat a tashel gvina, you want to eat the egg over here, then eat the chilled afterwards, the potatoes over here, you have to wash your hands. Take care the other way around. A tashel bosa to tashel gvina. Again, the Chabar writes clearly the loch of his rishos. And the Mos says, you eat matzich and trilo. What does matzich and trilo? Pashi means, when I'm paskin, we do not eat the minig, of any of the chidra, also very shimon over here. Very small. Not to wait. Not to wait. But four cases now, talking case of a tashel bosa to gvina. Now we talk about to the Guvadov over here. Over here, the Mechabah brings down very clearly it's a chayvo. That's a Lav Nachmi, the case of a chayvo. Mashenkin, the Shmuel, he comes and says over here, the Noigim, it's also, you have to wait. Bein Shaz Lufa Tkeder. That means over here, you have to wait 6 hours. That's what it's switched over here, that Rabbi Tom says, wash your hands. And Ben Shmuel says, you have to wait 6 hours. When the Foster is first. Mashing the Tashlu Kunis first over here. That would come with is not Achlikis, the Ben Tam and Ben Shmuel. Both of them say you have to go wash your hands. And the mind's off, Noikim, that didn't wash your hands over here. That's the one case that is not Achlikis. The Gael. What? She has a Chaipo. Right. No, that one says, Noikim, that way. They both agree. No Achlikis. That means you come down, negate the Ashkenaz, put the Machab to the side, the Ashkenaz. The case over here, from a tashel to a tashel, either way, is a chayva. A tashel gvina first to a balser, it's also a chayva. Mashenkin tashel a balser to gvina, it's also yet to wait 6 hours. Now, before we get to the meaning of kiveger, it comes out, what's the loch of being tashel to tashel? It's chayva only a tila. That's it. Nothing more than that. You don't have to wait at all. Now, what does it mean, a case of a tila? What defines washing your hands over here? So, soon the tila over here, it's a base, the loch and tila, it's a gimel. The case is at Bayes, after Mulchus, you have to do three things. Knoch, Badol, Dokho, and Til Sadaim. The Gemara Kofay says, the gate to Til Sadaim, during the day, just look at your hands, you don't need to be Dinoi. I got the shopping exam, nice, Mulchus, you machmer, you don't have to. Come on the shackle over here, it says, the case of Tafshul Shulgvino, he says, it sticks more to your hands. Why that's so, the Yishlokan? It sticks more to your hands. It's because even during the day, the person has a chayva to go wash his hands. So you have to. The cool animal. That means the kamlum that we have a more of a chumro and a tafshul of the case over here, of a tafshul gvino versus gvino itself. Gvino, during the day, we don't have to, should be machmer, that's the meaning. Actually, a tafshul sticks more to your hands, you have a chlim, you can wash your hands. And what about if you use utensils? You have a fork and a knife, and your hands don't get dirty. So the Brichodosh, Maisa Hipaskin's science of base, science of Kibbutri. And then we're doing that way the Mishabur and some Kufa and Gimel, he says you have to wash your hands if you touch it with your hands. Maisel, the Piskachuvah on Sebeis, when he brought down to be Machmer, in the case of utensil, when he brought down the Pim Godim, you look at the Pim Godim, he's not on Sebeis, not Seb Gimel. If you remember, it's Seb Gimel, Nochel Achmer, it's Eber Torech. That means the Piskachuvah is going on Sebeis to be Machmer with utensils, his Makor is really Seb Gimel to be Machmer in the case of utensils. Therefore, comes out the person also, even the utensils should wash their hands over here. Nachmina, and we'll get to it by the Shem, but the Shulchan speaks out, we have 2 reasons why they machmer. Numerous times the women are aged in the kitchen, and they're making supper for the family at night, Fleishik, he comes over, so they want pizza, we didn't have to wash our hands. And there's a certain idea, many women do not seem to know, that they mamash have to wash their hands, with are aged in Fleishik, they come to the kids if they want something milk, whatever the milk thing is. What comes out, negate a case of a tashul gvino to tashul boser, do you have to wait? Again, it's very clear, the meaning of Ashkenaz is you do not have to wait till it says a point of amor, only a case of a chayva to wash your hands. Also, Kiveger speaks out, you still need knoch adacha also. And before we get to Kiveger's anhova, the Maisa comes out, what said there, Rebbe Tav, Rebbe Shmuel, it comes out, you blame the sugyo, tashul to tashul, what's the chayva, till the time and not more than that. Not more than that. It's clear, from a chab and amor, goes straight, with knoch adacha.
That's how the gvino first.
What?
Tashul Gvina first.
Does that make a difference? Tashul, I mean, No, Tashul is Gvina, either way. Okay, step by step. Either way, they're more. Now, I mean, now come along with Kiveger, he has a case of Tashul Gvina after Tashul Boser. He says, and there are more. He's right, we'll do it that way. You only need to do just nine, no Chadocho. However, he brings out a Mechis Yaakov. He brings out a Mashal. But now we're knowing to even wait over here this month of not enough Silka Berach, we have to wait 6 hours. That means you come along, pass against the Gemara, against Rishonim, We have an 100 clients of the Yom Shon Lamborg. Before the Nishik Zim, the Mahan Zerama wanted to not bring it down. But now we know you might say after Tashu Shur Bosser, let's get a Bosser Atzmoy. The Lach is, might say, we wait. What happened this far? But the Pitoya, the Pei Tzedek, the Yad Yehuda, the Kavachayim, the Moshe Kavachayim, all this one we might say bring it down the way. And today, Birka, we wait after Tashu Shur Bosser. Now, if you think about it for a second, what does that mean? A Tashu Shur Bosser, what reason is there to be Machmer for? We have two reasons to be Machmer, either it's Moshe Tam, or Bosser Meni Shanayim. Maisa Medina Gemara, we're not worried about it. Now, if you come up inside the Gemara, there's no Bosser Meni Shanayim, it's only Tashu. It's also not Moshe Tam, you're not even the Gemara Dover. So why do Akta Noga? Why am I right now being Machmer for? So then Moshe, Gil Sefer, Leip Lug. People are different, Tashu, Bosser, Bosser, Leip Lug. That means we have neither reason Medina to be Machmer, we have the Bosser to be Machmer, even though it's not Moshe Tam, not Bosser Meni Shanayim. So think about this. I can go back to the Lachan Sef Aleph. Over there, Machav Paskin is Medina Sheshois. Over there, Paskin is Medina Silikul Berach. Came along by one and says, it makes you wait 1 hour. Have you endured for Nochan Lassais Acha Chilas Boser? After you eat Boser, you wait Sheshois. Came along Kivagir and says, why say after Chilas Boser? You want to say, if you chew the food, and the Chamda Maisi, you have a Kain Svexer to be Mekel. It's our choice, Maisel. Siddiqa Berach's enough. So, Machlis Rashi, you want me to spit it out. According to Rashi, it's not Moshe Tami Kami Mekel. You only have one reason. So, one reason, according to Amor, the Ashna is the Mice and Lesbian Mekel, and therefore you do not have to wait 6 hours. The very next Kivega says, if you have no reasons, then make it Machma 6 hours. Think about it. You only have one of the reasons, we'll be Mekel. Fine, only 6 hours. If you have neither of the reasons, Rashi, no, we're going to have 6 hours. So, well, before we get to what you say, maybe, we'll say it afterwards. So you could maybe argue with Moshe Gil Sefer and say that we should be Machmer is not inside the plug, we should be Machmer is a Pitoyer, that's a Gdolo, that is Moshe Tam, according to Rashi. Moshe, that look of the Amshon is not coming inside that. He said, coming, Tam don't apply. The Mekor is coming from his actual, it's a minute now. That's a Kai, it's all dead. The Mekor is not a Mashiro. You could also maybe answer, go back to Kivegi, not saying that after the person chooses to spit it out. The law is you don't have to wait at all. So you have to wait 1 hour. So it means over here, it's a minig, and over on the 6 hours not to. And over here means to wait 1 hour. Doesn't sound like okay, it sounds like you have to wait 6 hours. You could say, Mamal Shitasai. In the Ramon Sefala Khanami and Sefakimli says you don't have to wait. In the Ramon's world at Khanami, you only have one of the reasons. You're right, the law says you have to wait 6 hours, only one of the reasons. But the actual Shinog, once we had the Mashal and the Chazak and the post coming down the way, neither reason Mice didn't win Mach Rechalami. The one is a local Mice can be Sunnifl and Sessus of Aleph, Lulik Poitzer and so on, be Sunnifl Kivagas and Sessus of Aleph. Then the very next of Kivagas says, you have neither time of Mice to be Machmer. Chutz, we had a Peskachula being Zamf, the Prima Godim, you saw Kdoshim, even a case of Lloyd Club, by a case of a Tam and spinning it out, also said to be Machmer. So whether it's, we have Prima Godim said neither time to be Machmer, so Lloyd Club, so Kdoshim. When the next Kivagas said to be Machmer, fine, next time we can make it be more. Mice not miss that hour and hold them as man as that.
People
will be machal, you can see it. Hashel and Bokhaz. So, Tachai and Boyle is. People will be machal. People will be machal, you spit out. I just. You taste it, spit out? Okay. That's who we define people. I don't know how to define definitions. But the near Mumastago that in the Moz world could be a Kivag is correct. And it is, it works that way in the Moz world. Sif Gimel my season make a little here.
Doesn't quote Mashal earlier,
Kivag.
No, it's next year in here. What?
Why can't Kivag mean 1 hour?
Why? Look at Mashal, it doesn't sound that way.
Mashal might mean 6 hours.
I said I could say that. What anyway? That's not what I'm saying here. That's not how it'll be down, not the storm bringing down, not saying it that way. All the storm bringing down, today, yes, of course, in Tashu Shur Bosser, you have to wait 6 hours, and if someone tells you 1 hour, you'll, especially going like a Moshe, and you ever hear no one knows the difference over here.
The Ramakiva
Eger
referring to the Ramak, but she does, but we could be
passing in a Chanami Lala. Oh, she's saying, again, coming out of a Napa to Kivagar. See, you can come out with like a Pashu Kivagar, but that's what Kivagar means. Fine. We have trust. I said, either people come and say, so I'm going to show club, no Paskin. We do, but it might depends on the world you're in. I know they might, so you don't seem to go back like this. That means those women make those they choose, but that way, when I were, you know, pass like that. I know the service won't do say that, but Marshall Gamma, and it brings down, let's say a person that now, not a piece of a tashel, he has a paddle here, that's Fleshix. In the pot, he cooks something as parvo. Says Gamma, the local way is, you can eat afterwards, you know, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Beard over. You have a very simple case of a pot, you made a roast. You took out the roast, you cleaned the pot, put inside of it the rice. Now, on this rice that you wait, you have to wait 6 hours, the loch is not. It's called a not bar not. You don't have to wait 6 hours, it's a not bar not. Why is it not bar not? Not special relation tam, bar relation tam. Meaning, when you put the pot inside, this, put the roast inside the pot, you want to see tam into the pot, take the roast out, then you put the rice inside, there's another relation tam into the rice, it's a not bar not. The loch there is, you don't have to wait 6 hours. For example, on Yeshiva on Monday, they serve rice, Monday they have a fireball. Let's say even use the pot the night before for Fleshix to Ben Yehudi, you come and eat the rice in the Yeshiva, the loch is you do not have to wait 6 hours. That's a loch. Now, if it doesn't wait 6 hours, look in the Beis Yosef, it's okay, you can go by Yerucham, you can do a case of Kinoch Vadocha. Not by 6 hours, not Kinoch Vadocha. Why is the person's fireball? The count is the Fleshix pot that's Ben Yehudi.
Did you mean
the whip it? Oh, Shach. You go to Loch and Simon Tadakei, on Seth Bay is over there, speaks out. Well, let's say you have this rice, or the spaghetti, same thing. You put cottage cheese on top of the spaghetti over here, it got mixed together. Loch is you can even eat it with the cottage cheese. So, wait, tell me you have to wait 6 hours. You can even eat it when it's ready, cottage cheese on top of it, go eat it. What's going on over here? Posh it. So, come over there, three choices and one that friend how to answer it. One way to answer it, come to Shach, because it's a Chiddush also. Even if you have a pot that you took out the roast, but you didn't clean it that well. You live in a deal where you didn't clean it that well. And it says, Ksach, my mush is over there, it says, yeah, I do this some little pieces of meat over there. And now you cook your rice inside. You take out your rice and you eat it. And there's some pieces of meat inside. I've had to eat it with milk, but I can't do this piece of meat inside. But my sister did not have to wait 6 hours. The loaf is you had milk right afterwards. Good job, sir. You have a little piece of meat over here, a little mush inside. Ksach, my mush is, so it's the words of Shach, and you don't know this. Little small pieces of meat over here. Ksach my moshes. That's the word, the shah. So the loch is you have to wait 6 hours. I'll one terrible answer. You'll get to each malach. Come with a second malach, the base mayor, the kimager. He said, no, I'll give you another malach. It's not a nap by nap. The case over here, a situation you have a pot with onions inside. Onions had a get a mash and a shvach and a get of making a nice and tap one in this tap. Sharp over here. And therefore, the get to have the onions now to go eat it with milk. That I've rolled in 7 times, okay, you cannot go do that. But the loch over here is that when you have the onions and the fleshings over here, you do not have to wait 6 hours to have milk afterwards. That means the chiddush over here is not tell you the chiddush also in the shop, if you have a dirty pot, you have to wait 6 hours. Now, loch is, by one nice and time, the loch is you have to wait 6 hours, a gam can have a case of milk. Asad HaShlishi, Kamu the Eli Rabo, and Archaib Kofan Gimel, which I explained over here in Yerodeo. And the Chazak, they say the Kasha did not even start. It's a mistake. Go to look at Simon Tadakesi Beis, where I said over the Kimta, if cow cheese fell inside your Lokshin, the Lokhaz, you can go eat it. But yeah, it fell inside, says Ramon. But to put the cow cheese, look at Chilo, and you not bad up in your mind, you cannot go do that. So here you want to do something like Chilo. You want to take the case of your spaghetti and eat with milk that you can't go do. To wait 6 hours, look at Chilo, you don't have to wait 6 hours. So the whole Shaila Shach is asking, in the case of B'nei'evet, we're discussing the case of Lachat Chilo here. Ma'aseh, how do you answer the Eliyahu and Chazak, it's Kasha or Teretz on the Shach? So two ways. Either the way the Pim Godim, the Peskashuvim exams of Kotan Zayin, says, Masha Kosa Ve'hitiv Le'oven, which is asking this Kasha on the Shach over here. He says, I'm Pim Godim that answers this question. What does he answer? He says, you look up the Locha, who also examined this thing over here. It's a basis of the Kofan Gimel. The basis of self holds the chachila can put cow cheese on top of the spaghetti. So when it's not even kasha in the Ashkenaz world, but it's still a kasha in the Ashkenaz world. It's something you have to answer to the Mechaber, so we'll keep it anyway for the Ashkenaz also. This kasha of how in the world you can't take your matter 6 hours in the gear to eat your chikvina after you ate the spaghetti. The Mechaber can even put the spaghetti in the chachila on top of yours, the kasha the chachila on your spaghetti over here. So that's why. Another way, of answering the Shach from El Rabbi's Kasha. Come on, Beis Meir, what's a Taino? You say what? B'dievin's mutter. B'dievin wants to catch cheese on top of his mutter. So once you're Fleishix, to wait 6 hours, it's difficult to get a B'dievin. So the Kasha is, what come to tell over here? that you don't have to wait 6 hours. Well, if the kashi shall tap and let it eat together with it, with the eber, it's also don't have to wait 6 hours, because that's with the eber. Poshut. That's how he said why the shach is being bothered by this question. But again, we have this kashi over here. The mo has a chiddush over here, or a din over here. It says the loch is after you cook something in the flesh pot, do not have to wait 6 hours. In fact, the shach over here, poshut. Three tootsim, either it's not poshut. That's Eliyahu. Or a second thing, in case you not clean the pot out very well. A third, even the chayrif, the senior time, the loch is you have to wait 6 hours. Now, well, step by step. Now, we have to go through the three tootsim over here. Before we get to the three tootsim, let's ask the other way around. I mean, let's say a person came home to eat fleshes. He ate mamash to roast. He tastes his, the meat that you can have for Rosh Hashanah. Now, come home and he has a spaghetti, and they cooked in the milk of kasir in a pot. And over here, the case over here, can you go eat the spaghetti? Let's make it practical. First in the morning, he has coffee with milk inside. In the afternoon, he comes home, his wife makes him a tea in the same cup over here. Can you look at Chilo, a couple of hours later, have this case over here of this coffee over here? They had coffee inside milk eggs. Mama's was, let's say, on the fire even, as blazed over here. Have the tea inside over here and drink it. 6 hours. What? I select the not.
I thought so.
Why would I say that for? I mean, the question is that the halach of the not bar not, the other way around, was saying, I mean, I'm also saying over here, you have to wait 6 hours after something that's in the pot. When you make all fleshiks, could you have the not bar not of milchiks? Back which case? I'm saying, well, the most case, the other way around. What's worth of machalik? That the case over here is to make your fleshiks, maybe it doesn't. Not much time, not both mentioned. You make all fleshiks, maybe you cannot have your tea in a cup. That advice is milk over here. So there is a question that's called Pugger. He says, maybe they gichuch. Made me laugh. What's the question? Not by not. The Tom calls me Vadat's Mort over here. That made me laugh about it also. It made me laugh about it's Mort over here. What happened with the Dr. Chuvo? In Chesidchok, Vavoz, and the others bring it down. Vada, there's no din 6 hours either way. I can't have a sport on the site for the Hispanic Chel Caliph that they brought him a tea in this cup. Now it's Fleishiks. And if they want to drink it, they ask him why. He says, you're right, Medina, you're right, it's water. Still, I don't want to. However, I'm hoping to be Machmer. But I can have Medina, it's water. So again, there is a stipend that way at Anahoga. The Maisa, the Swam is saying, not by not, either way, whether you're Fleishiks to something that's not by not to Milchiks, or something that's milk to Fleishiks, either way, when the not by not does not count to negate 6 hours, either way. What? Oh, sorry. That's going to go through us from here. First, we had a chiddush of the shach, that the case of the pot's not that clean up there very well. The loch is you cannot eat with milk, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. So come along with Eli Rabba and Sim Kufay and Gimel. Eli Rabba wrote a pirish on Yerodeo and Lor Chaim. On Lor Chaim's like Dome, he wrote, I wrote Yerodeo already. However, in a fire, all my stone got lost. Master, he writes something in Kufay and Gimel. I really be arty over here in Yerodeo. Why the shach is wrong? Problem is, we don't have his Eli Rabba. Master, he disagreed and said, what are you talking about? At the end of the day, how in the world can tell me eat some fleshiks, you don't wait 6 hours? Hack yourself, or my shit, blue hook, yofo, fiala, das. If the base mayor, the chido, the mice, they want to argue the point, and there's bosom here, why they have to wait 6 hours? Asada shavi, asada shavi. My shavi, the bachel here seems to go this way. A bachel that went in the rachayim. The shach passeth this, pichodosh, mechazakel, lech maponim, beslach mihudel, chatu eshmul, Beis Dovin, Machzah Shekel, Choch Mazodim, Kishchon Arach, Zevchei Tzedek, Ben Ish Chai, Chodetz Chaim to the Americans, Arach HaShulcha, Mekishmaat, Atzei Oile, Rav Moshe, and Tzvorm after Sefer goes and I say go this way. Why am I saying this for the passing like the Shach? Because I heard that Berkut wants to be Machmer, or I know Rav Ruben, the Arach HaShabbos, and I know he heard he wants to be Machmer, I know Rav Feldman and Lakin want to be Machmer. So when Rav Ruben, the Arach HaShabbos, gave a shiur that one Friday afternoon, in the Kielos material, I was there. So I went over to him with an after shear the stack of Chach Mazodim, Kish Horach, Moshe, or Choshuchim, Chavetz Chaim. This is which one of these five I want to argue with. So, and again, these are the Messiah over here. This is the Chach Mazodim, or Choshuchim, Chavetz Chaim. He picked up his hands. So fine. I went over to Reverkus and I asked him, you know, these names over here, who do you want to argue with? So he kept quiet. That wasn't the Sugya. And of course, he smiled. But I don't know if that means exactly, no. But I can't do it. I felt I didn't ask. So. But at the end of the day, we have a shach in the place to go this way. So, we again, there's a lot of argues Chida argues, but my the Pesachim again is very clear. I said, hold this, be very clear. The Pesachim go this way. Now, once the Pesachim go this way, the question is, how do you apply the Shach? What?
What's the
Shiva of the Tzav? So now, once the Pesachim go this way, now, then what does it mean? Well, how do you apply the get of the Shach over here? That means, first, the Pesachim, when he brings it down, gets about the either case of Shishim or not. That means the Prima God of Kofai Gimel says the case over here, find the spot of the Shishim. Chigur Shmuel says the same thing. Berchai is both with Shisha. Kasha for the Pesach Tshuva. If so, what was the whole reason where the Shach got his idea from? He says because if not, the law is you can eat it with milchers. The law is if you have chazer bottle Shisha, you can eat it no problem. If bottle Shisha, you can eat it. If you want me machbi, it says Pesach Tshuva Kufta Zayin. According to some, it's an apikoros yaminus over here. So they point out on Pesach Tshuva. Once there's a bittle of Shisha, you can ask the question. I mean, it came along with my law that said, the Shach, I'm telling this Chiddush thing over here, why? Because I'm looking to eat together, but Shishim can eat together anyway. Gain nothing out of it. Elamai Pasha is no Shishim. That's us farming down Yadavon, Tzavak Tzedek, Yadhuda, Vashukh, Tzedek, Levak, cannot be a case of Shishim. Levak can be Shishim. Elamai the Shal is no Shishim. So back to the Eli Rabbah's Kasho, why the Lord not waiting 6 hours for? So there are two.
What?
It was a cop in the case of a Savak, it was no Isomir, it had to be Heter, no problem. But at the end of the game, so what's the love of between Mekel? So first we have Yad Yudo, he comes along and says, the essential is you have no Kavana. No Kavana, the Mikhtar Shmat, what's it, you have no Kavana? Let me explain what that means. The whole idea of this concept of waiting 6 hours, what are we worried about? You might have to eat both of you in the Yachad. There's no Isom, the deal of 6 hours is Achoka, to Achoka, to Achoka, to the Thalik Zeri. You might come to eat together. If a person does not call a tafshil, no one sees it, not misyakhti, not miskabin, hold the bain miskabin, I'm not associating myself with it. I'm not misyakhti to it, it's not makshin to me, any idea of being an oikul here. To me, it doesn't count to me. Once it doesn't count to me, therefore, I'm not any chshash. Oh, I just eat this, I hope it's possible to call the biyachad. I don't see myself eating it, I see I'm eating rice. I see eating spaghetti, there's some lachutas left behind over here. Was it cleaned that well over here? So, for this reason, it's said about the shulchan. You publish them, you'll say for the essential ways, any miscavin. Any miscavin, therefore, the chazal did not put our choko or gzeo, and you might have a bayad eating things together. Not miscavin, you'll go eat together, therefore, it's not misyak, it's too many, there's no pool of achil eating boss over here. Another idea brought down the biscachul and the base lech mihudo, I can't say that a little bit differently, for the way the chen make it down. Similar idea, but the idea of the situation being not margish the top, don't taste it. Says if it's said that you know that we know this model also, I'm not Magish the top. That means either get over here, I'm not Miskabin, or I'm not Magish the top. For example, go to Yeshiva on a day that they have chicken, yesterday, Tuesday, and they have rice over there. And what happens, the guy wants to stay parable, because they always want to be parable, so therefore we come along and nothing's kosher, nothing's mezayin, that's fine. So my son, we come along and we want to take out only the rice. So people take the chicken, and people take the same spoon, they take both the rice. You come home and you eat the rice, and it's a little bit greasy, not sure what's going on over here. And the question is, do you have to, you know, buy up when you think that was or not? So, I'll be swarish boy, firstly, you're swilling on the scab, you didn't want the chicken. Boy, usually better than yeshiva, you're not sure. You can't you don't really taste even. Definitely get a sulfur, because you get a little bit of well, you're not margarishit, right? So, you don't have the swarish over here. So, I'll pay you the shach, and my separate eats rice in the shiva, there's no problem over here. There's no problem.
What? I somebody to
no, but that, what you're eating has the oily part upon it? I'm not sure.
You, but you've seen them do it right before you.
But not, but you're taking on top of that. Not that. We're eating. Again, all the sugar bitter. If it is, get a sugar bitter. Even it is. I say, I have the shaki, not magish. Again, not magish, not miskab. I threw in a sofa. Just myself. But the main thing is not miskab, not magish. Now, there is another case. Last week, Dolby asked me that his wife made a special supper before we go look. He was sheer, and he had this bread with butter on top of it. And he went to Shiva and had only the rice, and then the pieces of meat was the one thing went inside his mouth, and he took a bite and like I just ate meat. Then he involved is that gonna have that to the shach? And he was margushit, he wasn't scouting for it, but he had a little piece over here. I was like, that's meat. So that if not meat, we go say one say the ikimal is in the scabin, and if one say even if a piece of meat fell inside, he wants to say ikhnami. That all because you have to wait 6 hours. The Rav Habusham has a tshuva not seem to go this way. Again, there are two reasons. Ein Miskavin. But that's what you're Ein Miskavin. No, again, the side over here is the Shas says he had little pieces of meat inside, so he's not going to 6 hours, right? Says the Chiddush of the Shas is Eidim Miskaven. It's not Miskaven, and therefore we're not going to eat. We're not going to. You can argue the idea, that's how the Bada Shulch goes. That's his mahalach there. Bada Shulch goes to the mahalach that says it's a nevus kavim. The Divine Moshe seems to go more than mahalach to be marked, she tastes it, tastes it. It seems to be awkward how far to take the aside. And do leave on the last round. Maybe leave on the last round.
If he smokes.
Fine. So let me say that again, so we have you saved in the shaft of Maisa Watching Mekel. So let's try to bring it down how we have numerous cases over here. What to do with the shaft of Mekel? We have a shaft that's being Mekel. Tasha's the classic example is eating the rice in the Shiva that has had maybe some shamanism there. Again, it's a little bit different in the case of the shaft. While the shaft is trying to get rid of it, and then someone's left behind. Here's, and try to get rid of it, it goes one to another. But no, not Mesiak to it must happen. Tasha's the same idea, same concept. Let's say the other way around, the person over here is Fleishix. And he has a melting pot, Lehutchi Yofo, and now you have some milk over there. That's for us to speak out. That's a little of something that others bring down. And our Shulchan, Babelski, Abadah, then we mach, because you have both of Eshinayim. Let's say you eat Eflashix, you have pot, Lehutchi Yofo. And now you have milk inside the thing. Little pieces of cheese over there. So you eat Mamash Bosa, we call it together. And you won't take a shach the other way. We'll not make you Eflashix. Once you're fleshing, you won't have to eat things very clearly off of. Now, to understand what this means, now, I mean, let's say a person he goes over, he has a chillant with many fleshings inside, and he says, I don't want the butter. I only want the potatoes, I only want the beans. I'm not a scoffing.
If he didn't spit it out, he would have had to have waited.
Dobie? I hear. I tell you the ideas as far as, and you tell what comes out. Now, again, we're still building in the shack. We're still to understand the shack. How to understand it. Then the person goes to the shul and says, I'm not in the scum for the meat. I only want the potatoes. I only want the beans over here. You tell the person over here, like, you know, I'm scumming myself to wait 6 hours. So Akash is no. You do not look at the person per se. You look at the matzah that the food is in. For example, you could say, a person told me he picked up a piece, he ate the fish. It's like, that was me. So you tell me, I have no kilometers of meat over here. I've been waiting 6 hours over here. No, but meat is meat. Everyone wants me meat. You just do not know it's meat. You be sure you eat some that's meat over here. Avada, you have to wait 6 hours. Avada, when you have chillant, take the beans and potatoes over here, the fact that it's there and that people want it, you do not want it. You do not look at you per se. We look at the dish per se. The dish is a meat, and the dish of mice is chillant and it's fleshing over here. That's what you look at the dish as. Now, chulent, again, you can argue where they get from. I think it's a question for Chitzayna. They look at the matzah and don't look at the person. Building upon that, sometimes it's cheskes basari. A lot of times you go to the store, you buy something cheskes basari. What exactly is that? So usually, again, you have the svar of the shach, you have a schavin, you have a margush. Then we show why it's chesed basari for. It's more of a disclaimer for why, because people on the counter might put things one to another, and I might be allergic. And therefore, the chesed chesed basari do not make you fleshix. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Not only that, see, the strong set even for a carrot. Let's say you are basari, and you want to eat something that's one of each french fries in a pizza store. So the french fries in the pizza store, what's made in the oil there, and nothing milks from there. They want kindness of vozer, I've never told myself there, it's cheskes chalavi over there, but myself is not. It doesn't even have the chumah maybe of the shack over here. It might not even have the Zuki Islam of Sakina, you can have the French fries from the pizza store. Building upon that, can the person go to a fleshing store and have the French fries that is there, then the same oil that made the shawarma, the same oil that made the schnitzel over here, and take it and put French fries and take it out? Sir, in the Berg, 13 years ago, the big temple in Lakewood, are these French fries you have to head to the shack or not? You could tell, you know. I'm no inches, I want the French fries, I came in not to eat the schnitzel, I want the inflation, you want to only have the French fries. Well, Echab Lechabura says, he was driving to business deal to Brooklyn, in his T4 over here, and if he had to stop off to get a power wheel over here, The question was, he went up to get a French fries without fleishiks. He didn't want to be fleishiks during this business, he only wanted to have a coffee. So the title was, the least French fries, but etzma, they really parable. So again, we have the Sfar Fitzayin Seder Shach. The Maisa Sfarim disagree for different avenues. Number one, Rafael the Lakewood, the Maisa Lakewood, he says, he passed in Shach. Again, Shach. The Maisa Vadif writes in Karen. But even more than that, the Ilum says, oh, we eat the French fries in a pizza store, whereas French fries in a fleishiks store, you taste the difference. You are marked at the top. French fries at the pizza store has one taste, and the shawarma store, the schnitzel store, Maisa only has a different, more fatty taste.
Cheese steaks.
Oh, that's what they do. If they do it, then we'll get to the third reason.
Every single time you go to that place?
I told them it's yes.
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
But I think the more fundamental reason what the swarming being down, and people who tell me are into food know the Matzias, and over the years I got more used to the concept that I see in mice is true. Because again, I heard it was very strange. People who don't get the fleishiks, they already have fleishiks, you have two choices in front of you, which fries you'll get. The fleishik one or the parable one. The fleishik one is fattier, more geschmack, tastes better, has more enjoyment to it. And therefore, because Vono, they'll use the same oils, even though stores have actually used two different oils, people want the fleishik french fries. So you don't have the idea of aimless carbon. You personally don't want. So fine, you probably only want the beans and dozen with children. You look at the matziv. You don't look at the person should buy. Therefore, as Matziah should be, you would not have that hetter the shach, whether it has to be markers, whether it has to be mischavin. Now, in the milk store, you can offer the point. Maybe you have one of the stores, I'm not sure. A fleishik milk store, the Ilum tells me that people who are into food, or appreciate food, not into food, take it back. People who appreciate the value, certain tastes that they have, certain things go, if you do not care, you really don't care, everyone cares, you really are fleishik, so you really got the schnitzel, so therefore, economically, you ran out of the french fries that made this oil, or the french fries not in this oil, therefore, you would not have to head to the shaft. So, kind of number one, doesn't want to argue the shaft, the felt is a little put to us, so sometimes you go this way. Boy, they want to have you don't have the head to not being margish, or wait, because they can get it of the matzah, you have to get it covered over here. To take it, another case, the fifth case over here, person, my show you, person that air Shabbos, they made chicken in the oven with a kettle in the oven both opened. Chicken has a lot of oil over there, a lot of zay over there. Sunday morning, my cousin called me and said, I just had the kettle for breakfast. Okay. So the kushal was, now my fleishiks and my coffee. The question really leads to is zeyo. What is zeyo? Zeyo, the guvadova, tashul boser, we wait 6 hours over here. Was zeyo, the kagor of top. Now we'll wait 6 hours, what is zeyo? So I said, when I got to Smich Lebert 25 years ago, I was on the Chemin Goldberg, so I seen by him. So he asked me, I asked him. So I asked him this question, what's the local here? What's the chemical? You have to wait 6 hours. First thing I'm out, who said you have Zayah? Well, people will have to get the local, we'll get better Shem this next month, but still give Zayah in the ovens. He says, Chos Mizeh, you have a Shach. So you call to your test, pay test. Shach, even there's Zayah. There's Zayah. You was Chavin? No. Magus? No. So what are you left with? Shach. Shach said to myself, you have to wait 6 hours. We saw Reisman, I heard him give a shir, he says, I once went in line to the Yashiv, when I got brought my son by mitzvah, and I figured I have to ask him something. So I asked him this question, he said, he got another about these machmer. I asked him, you have to wait 6 hours in the tugboat. He said, no, don't have to wait over here. And never tell, was he all back from Shem Kossi? He was from nice come along and say, come as far as, but boy, come on, everything one says, that works for the Shach. Lo hukli off, I have no interest, no desire, it gets a little bit different than the Shach. Shach's the case over here is, I think, I try to get rid of it. Here, I didn't try it, they're together, but no one has any desire, I think, for the chicken to have a taste in the tugboat a little bit. Therefore, the category of, even if the day is not moshus, it's like a tafshel, might not have to wait 6 hours. With this concept, taking that a step further, what thing over here, the loch is, you make on zaya. Question is, what zaya is not moshus or tam? What's the loch of tam? That means we had a third terrace over here to answer the Shas Kashif. The Shas came along and again, he asked a question, why in the world are we saying the fleshing of pot, you cook five inside, you have to wait 6 hours to eat it with milk eggs. Shach answers, Lo Chriyofa. Come along with base, Meir, Kiregar, both the patients, every Shekhanach everyone has over here. He says a different terrace, a case of Maitl Kharif. Meaning, a case of here of a pot, you cook your onion inside, it's only one that's in this time, cannot eat with milkshakes. Over here, you don't have to wait 6 hours. That means the stage of the very important story, people ask all the time, on Tam, do you have to wait 6 hours? It says a base, Meir, it says Kiregar, Maitl and Tam, do not have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to. That means only when you eat the Gavadova, the Tafshul, banana Tam. You could ask, let's say, for a carrot. Let's say a person really is fleishigs, and cook an onion, or cut an onion with a milk knife. Can you eat that onion over here? What's the sort of machalic? Because once you're fleishig, you're bossed by nishanayim, it's much of time. You eat the onion as milchigs, eating these two things together. What's the loch in that case? It says if you've got them in the shuas and talks like dal, you cannot eat the onion. Also, since Masham, it sounds like the loch is the Kippurim Gom is not like the base mayor, not the Sukkim Eger. One saying the loch is by time of an onion will not make the wait 6 hours. Or saying once you bless the ring, the loch is the person cannot eat the onion within 6 hours. So come along with Yashiv, he says you're right, it's Machlokes, we'll make love both of them. Let me do this one, we know the Yashiv and the Vosner, and then one time the loch is both ways. The loch is you can eat the onion within 6 hours, that's Machlokes from being played, and vice versa. Myself, how others from God, more with Tabra, I think, and Baal Shulchan goes this way, the Yishlach Halak, which we're going, looking at. That means, you have to make your flesh shakes, as far as long apart, there is no Basra Mishnaim, it's not Moshe Tal. So the Halach is Echnami, no way, eat Moshe Tal afterwards. Masha Enki, when it really is Basari, so right up in your mouth, you have Basar. So not to eat an onion together with Basar, that's Chalavi, how can you do that? That's the people going to be Machm over here. And therefore, it's not. To be machmir, better not to your loy plug. You better be eating chalav of onion together. Boss, we're just lying right now with boshek tam over here, and therefore the swam are mostly are machmir over here. So it comes out over here that again we have the heter by one that seems tam by churif. The idea is we will not make your fleishiks. But once your fleishiks, the halacha is you cannot eat an onion that's chalavi. Not to make it practical, and maybe have a heter over here. Come home, your wife, right? Your fleishik over here, and she makes you a pie for lunch. Fish and chips and a salad. What's in the salad? So, with the Americans, a little bit of onions, as well as more onions, but nice onions inside. She cut with a milk knife. So, now, what do you do? Can you eat the salad over here? We have the salad over here. So, usually, the knife you're using that's milchix is enim neyomai. Does the onion make it enim neyomai? You have a bayabi chalvi with enim neyomai. So, Malacha, we are usually Machmer, and in this specific case, by the Shulchan says, you will not have the heter, and if you flesh, you cannot eat the onion, through the flesh, in a flesh compact, or milk and knife, even though it's in the way. By the Shulchan is Machmer. Meister, you have Yehuda ready, in the time of the 1800s, and after the Shulchan, Mil Sefer, the Bushi Oz, and others come along and say, no, we have a heter over here. They come along from numerous avenues. First of all, the idea to get to Dava Charif, to make an Indian into a banana is Machlokes. So, we won't cool. Second, to say onion is Charif, is also machlokes. In most cases, a dafka, a case of etzal, a gadafka, it's not over here. So we have a chumro of a chumro. That means maybe the whole idea of making it in the name of the binyan might, dafka in most cases, chulsis. Chulsis only burns out the stomach. Onions do not burn out your stomach. One. The second case, the reason we make over here, who says onion is a charif at all? Void, the Biashi says, the whole chumro, we want to argue the whole entire Prim God over here. But you have to realize the base mayor says, can we make up the evidence? This is the case of the evidence. You made a few already, so you mixed in. Void, the whole idea of waiting 6 hours from the Ashkenaz is not even a loch, it's a chumro. It's a correct nochel nasis over here. So your wife makes the salad with the onions, the ain't yomai, so I'm like, I make up. I mean, again, we have a chumro of the Prim Godim, that's with Ben Yomai. You'll never have the kinter with Ben Yomai, and you have to have this bayah over here. But they point out the same eating the gay in herring with onions over here and cold milk and ice, or vice versa. The mice at the end of the day, when your tam does not make your fleishiks, and if your fleishiks were machmer tam, but that's the case of Ben Yamin. To take it now a step further to analyze this, we have two cases over here. We have a tavshul shabasar, and we have a case over here of tam. Now, in the case of tavshul shabasar, at the end of the day, there's no reason to be machmer. Why is that Moshe Tav, not Moshe Ben Shanaim, yet we're a Machmer? Why? That's Kivegar, Ben Chesak, with Mashalab, Afshish, and Abu. We have a case of onions, no reason to be Machmer, and like we're Mekel. We don't say Loiklog. That means you have a case of a Tavshul Basar, we're Machmer, and Moshe is over because people mix it with Basar. Mashal, again, one nice and top, but follow myself, we're not Machmer. With that, we see sometimes say, like, look, sometimes not. Let's put it's two more cases over here to make it. Where's there things, partial bosser, and where things are top? They're both the same building blocks. One who have a chumro, one who don't have a chumro. So, for example, person takes a challah, he eats it up on top of his hat is on top of a hot plate or on top of a lech on Shabbos. You have your chulot over there. Now yichala, what happens? You listen to kufes of zayin. Yichala is fleshes. This challah over here, they eat. You cannot cook with cheese. Do you have to wait 6 hours? It's a different category of tam or tam shel shabbosar. We'll take another case. Person takes his botanical, he seals it well, he puts it inside his cholent, he takes it out, he eats it on Shabbos, or much Shabbos, or Sunday. What is that? Is that tam or tashu shabbosar? Does he wait 6 hours, or he doesn't wait 6 hours? Like, under what category do you put under? So, the Madame Shulchan, he comes over with a taina, signed the case where you have a challah tam for your crack pot over there, crack pot, whichever one he wants to correct me on. So, on the sear on top of your chillant, so you have over here, now if it's glass, you get him off his blay, not blay. Let's say the cover here is metal over here, it's blay, but inside the challah. Madame Shulchan wants to get to this challah there after 6 hours. You want to also the case of your pool inside your sear, you still want to have a whole box. 1 hour also wants to be mathmer. The Maiso, the Ben Ish Chai has a case of the challah. The Ben Ish Chai holds 6 hours for Dinoi. He comes and says, Nichol, get a tam and your mekel. Well, Bosa is mekel, Chakriyevki is mekel, Shem Kosi is mekel, Shem Kosi is mekel, Nichol, get a tam. That means you have your challahs. Now, you could get a lot with, when you have your challah on top of your chulam pot, what happens if it's steaming up, does it really taste fresh or not? If it's done correctly, usually it will not have any tam. It will have a little bit mashu, Nichol, get a tam again, like the onion over here. And therefore, you will not wait 6 hours after your challah. You can have it with milk. You won't wait 6 hours. The same idea to get to your kugel, it's sealed inside your chulent. That means the Bozman speaks it out and says, not in the idea of kesef, that's wrapped up. That it goes right through. That means you take out your, it's sealed, you put it in a plastic bag inside your chulent, you take it out, the kugel turned brown. The mamash turned brown. And you can mamash have the taste of it. It's tam. So the Bozman wants to look like it, don't do it. Not Moshe Tam, not Bosma Yishnam over here, Nichol get a Tam of Dovah Chavif, the base mayor over here. Maestah, the Chodashoni, you have Nemtal, the Luchas, you don't have to wait my 6 hours. That means Tam, you don't have to wait 6 hours. And we have, that means it comes out, Tam don't have to, Tafsh, you do have to. In these cases in between, you can argue the point back and forth, Nichol get a category of Tam, Nichol get a Tafsh of Shabbosar.
You can't have the challah with the fish then, you?
The challah with the fish. Maestah, the get to Blias, the meaning is not to Machman Blias. On Sakhana by fish. That means some Kiveger, some Kurta Zayin, you know, the Prima Goda, from the Simitaki, because the Lokhi is the gate of Sakhana, we're not Machmah Lias. And the Tzavzim and Shuman says, and come those who don't disagree, that seems to be the Gakhali, so not to have fish pots. You have a fish pot in your house? I said, not worry about Lias over here. I eat the fish pot, you have onions, everyone knows the first thing you fry over there for your filled fish is have onions over there. Put there in the onions, I fry. So my son, we're not worried about the gate of Tam over here, the gate of Sigur Sakhana. Let's see, Kimmel, the Ramah ends off the Sikha of a Shabbos. And the Shabbos, when he serves, he has to wash his hands or not. So the Ramah brings down the base station, says, first, not need to wash his hands. The way the Kreshi explains, because Chazal will always pack when he eat, because then his hands get very dirty when he eat. Ramah Shankin, when the person is Shabbos, then his hands not get very dirty. It means Musa to Shabbos over here. The Mice will come over the Shabbos and says, doesn't send the Mice looks for the Chalak over here. Then the day you're touching the food, this way, that way. And then the Shabbos and Lumisfar come to argue. Say a shamash either way, he has to wash his hands. Therefore, it speaks out about a shulchan. Again, a brand new to an usher who makes food in the house. They come to make supper for the husbands, the children come home, and whatever the wife is making, they always want something different over here, no matter what they're making over here. So they will come to your main flesh if they want milchiks. So women are very tired over here, you have to tell them to wash their hands. And I call the shach medina, and they have to wash their hands over here. Why are you releasing something called tashul shulbasar? And therefore, they have a bayah, they don't know this halacha, it's a smart idea. They have to go wash their hands over here. No, so again, the shach says if gimel check-in does not work, and by tashul. Only if bays when you're eating, by the gvina, it says it works. Now, the Geta Shamash, which is custom here, when it's touching the food, speaks out to a friend of the Pichadish already and others. But let's say, by people walking around in the way they're serving it, and they have that little thing to serve with, then they only want to tie it up, then they're not eating the food, they should not be touching the food in the correct places. Therefore, there's no halacha, they have to wash the food, wash their hands, even according to the shackle bear. Sif Dalet is really built upon one concept over here. We have the halacha we'll get to as a Shem Simon Tzadik Aleph, the concept that when one thing, bread, touches cheese, the halacha is that since cheese will get stuck onto bread, Shabbos approval here. Lachas, you cannot eat this bread with fleishiks. If you want to, you have to, let's say, take this bread over here, you have to wash it off, you keep it washed off, you do a case of grey oil. Or vice versa, same thing, bread touches baser, you want to eat with vino, you have to grey oil, you have to take it off. You have to buy up the 6-1-10-11. So once you have this concept, that little perum, let's stick to bread, and cheese has shabbos, baser has shabbos, it comes off, a little filament on top, we're worrying about this bread cannot be used one for another. If you build upon this, we have 3 different halachas built upon this Yishalmi over here. The moment we have a halacha of Shurei Pas, that means the pas that got used for fleishiks or milchiks should not use for the other men, great proof that stuff for it. We have a second din built upon this, the gate of the map or the tablecloth, the little proof came off, it got stuck to it, might go to the other men, you have to have a different tablecloth. And number 3 says the Rama, Machaber, Koshkin, you have to cannot use the same exact stocking. That means trying to sing a proof, you have number 1 Shurei Pas, number 2 Mapo. And number 3, Koshkin is to give a sake. We go to each one. Case of Shurei Pas, the Makor of this again is Vaisasim, the Kotza Orzua, Kotza Gois Oshri, it's coming up here the Yishalmi. All this is very clear. The person, when he wants to have bread that was used by Felicia Kamil, he cannot use the same bread for the case of Milka Kamil. With this, it's going to go back to the Aramah and Hilchos Shuas, Simon Tovtsar Dalad. This because people when they learn Shuas. What the words, what the Ramah means over here, they can't figure it out by themselves. Let's know the significance of Peites and Dalit. The moment that speaks out, why in the world do we have milchiks and shuas? I mean, the only thing over the Mishmur's reasons. What's the Ramah say in Shulchan Aruch? The Ramah says, just like in Leil Pesach, we have Shnei Tavshilim, one Zeich LePesach, one Zeich LeGiga. Here also, on shuas, also, the halacha is we're going to eat first milchiks and then fleishiks in the same meal. Therefore, since we have the same meal, we now are forced to have 2 different lechems. We cannot have the same lechem, milk, and fleishiks. Once we have 2 lechem, it's zeichel to shvuas, to makim, shtei lechem, b'yem ha-bikurim. Get that? Very simple. The reason why we have on shvuas the same meal, milk, and fleishiks, you're forced to have 2 breads. You have 2 bread, the shtei lechem, like b'yem ha-bikurim, we have shtei lechem. So that means this halacha, that we have 2 breads, brought down by them over there. Is saying you cannot have the same bread or use milk for fleishiks over there. Now, Maestro, do we have the same meal milk for fleishiks? I learned the hard, I learned that Mishnah father more, my Moshe has a shiva, the Nikhai, so not to father more to have the same meal milk for fleishiks. So don't do that. And we're going to do other reasons over here. Not to Moshe to have the same meal. Well, she says, that's not the meaning anymore. But, Maisa, we see this idea over there that the concept of Shurei Pas, the locals cannot use the milk, they cannot use the fleishiks. Or vice versa. Now, what is the definition of Shurei Pas? So, the Malach Bar Moshe and how Lewis from Goa, so I'll go with his Malach over here. The 3 ways you can have Shurei Pas, we can have locals to it. One is a person, is Chal on Shabbos, he cuts in 10 pieces, he puts it in the middle of the table over here. Now, that, what happens? When a person wants Chal, he takes. And what I'll be chal, take from the middle over here. The 10 pieces, to get down to 5 over here. So the Moshe, all of them are Shurei Pas, all 10 over here. Even though everyone says, we know we did not touch all the 5 pieces. We know. Why is it most of the Rabbi, it's all the get of Shurei Pas. Maybe people fall around, they touch it, you don't know, maybe he has touched over here. And all those 10 pieces, he cuts to the middle of the table, Shurei Pas, you cannot eat with the other men. There's a second thing to go do, is he cut your 10 pieces, the other half the chal is left over, put the end of the table over here. And he's leaving there just in case these 10 pieces finishes. I have to get up again and go to the kitchen to get the other half chash shalom over here. They sit by the table. Then we'll bring it over and cut others. That kind of Moshe said, Medina, that's not Shurei Pas, not made to be taken from. And it still says, Mitzvah min mochur. And he says, you look up the Rishonim, where they're coming from, they seem to be the 2 levels, the Medina, they get a Mitzvah min mochur. The Dina is the thing that the 10 pieces are made to be eaten. The Pas Godel. Look at the word, the grace Oshi, the Zeruah, that's put in the base station, that have a word, the Mitzvah Mevukhar, that's a Pas Godel that's other than the table, that's made to be taken when needed. There's a 3rd level there, you cut 5 pieces, 10 pieces, you take the left from the kitchen. That comes from saying, that's not Shurei Pas. Or, you cut, and you put it on the table, and you eat on the first course, which is powerful, then you come and bring out the fleishiks, you put that other half in the kitchen over here. Also, that's definitely a category of not being Shurei Pas over here. And there are 3 times of things that can happen in Metzias. The 10 pieces in the middle, everyone will be taken from, that's Medinoi. The other half that's on the other end of the table, it's a mimucher. The other half, the part that's in the kitchen, that's good. Not nechel gedol shira pasul here.
Is a bread basket?
Now
the bread
basket
could be like the end of the table.
No, bread basket is made. The 10 pieces the same idea. Now the some do speak out. The get that even the other end of the table. Let's say you have children around, people around, or don't know the halacha or not medaktik. They take from everywhere. You don't have to head to the other half of the other end of the table because you got to be a little bit practical here. You're going to get a slice of the wheel.
What if you
get
the
cold cuts
on the table,
but
you haven't
got
yet?
What? The cold cuts completely sitting in the table. You got the challah. So maybe we'll get to the next thing. Maybe we'll get next thing and I'll let you decide. We have a little pass over here. What about other foods? That means you have kumis on the table, ifshin on the table, onion salad on the table, all these dips and foods over here. And you also want to have the fleshies on the table. Is this dim yuchot the case of pas? And if left on the pas, you have the Shabbos morning meal cannot use for Shabbos shudders. That's the one of Shabbos shudders and milk drinks. And who did the get the chumas and chinah should not use the same dips over here? Well, no, maisi can be made on the case of all the dips of dim yuchot the pas. So again, look at the makor because Oshu was coming from Azura. The words are lechem v'chol macholim. He writes again, lechem v'chol macholim. Look at the base station because Oshu, his words are lechem v'chol macholim. That means the words, pashas are very clear. That says, what do you cannot get be machmon? Say in the pas, and say in the chomacholim. And then the Baal Shulchan, when he brings it down, he says, like salat on the table to be machmer. And the chur, there really can be two dargas over here. You can argue the point. The darga on the table, let's say, for example, a salad. It has a serving spoon over here. You always take from that. That could be maybe nechel get a mitzvah and mocher. But let's say, everyone puts their own spoon back and forth from it. So, maybe it's medina over here. Okay, the dips. Certain place you have dips, you dip in. Whatever you want to dip in. It can be the carrot, it can be the challah, it can be the meat, it can be everything dip in. It can be medina over here. I don't think they should lose the meal over here. Then at certain times, certain houses are more, I don't know, law should say, more mephotic. Let's put it that way. And they have a spoon over there. Only take the spoon over here. Then they forget about someone to for. Mostly, you have to realize over here that I jumped from the Gulis Maimis, the Beis Yosef, to the Baal Shulchan. I didn't say any name in between. I said the word of Shabbachol Medinoi. Why? You look at the other Rishayim, look at the Smag, when he says all this Aloch, he says Shirei Pas. The Chaim, the other Rishayim says Shirei Pas, Lechem. Tashpat says the word Lechem, Gulis Maimis says Lechem. The Torah says all this says Shirei Pas, because it's Simitai Kalam. I mean, it's far different Rishayim who say that it's Pas Kafka. Now, the words of the Chabal here is what? Shirei Pas. It's a Bashan. It left out the Chol Macholam. Then why should the Pas be any different? So we now know by Simon Peches over there, the Shaf came along and said, why should Pas be more marked than other things? Alechem Yechid Odom. It's a staple of life. It's a constant thing. People use for milk and fleshers. So there are Chokah Shaboy, the Dinoi Shaboy. Again, the Bashan will be down, but I cannot find that one safe at least with Dinoi. That brought down from the Beis Yosef to the Baal Shulchan, that's a lot of years, 500 years in between there, that were 450, whatever you want to count, that did not bring down the Aloch the Gate of Chol Macholim. Now, Gam, there is an Orch Shulchan, brings down the Gate of Mitzvah and Mocher, and then it jumped to Baal Shulchan, Mitzvah and Mocher here. So there is one, but even the Mitzvah and Mocher, I cannot find anybody from the Beis Yosef till the Orch Shulchan said Mitzvah and Mocher. My son, come down, Pashas, Medinoi, I think all your dips on the table, you sound on the table, Medinoi. Again, the Alocha, the Shishami, we're in Machma only a Shira Pass. Most of the Ramah Isha, that's Medinoi. Mitzah Mitzah Mocha, you gotta be practical. You gotta be practical. When is Nichol getting a Mitzah Mocha, Mitzah the Shishami over here? What's that? You have to have your house, certain houses, they should not serve the Chumas by the first meal, the milk and milk. So now, how's it about the Dekan? You have to be practical over here. Now, whether you have Mitzah Mocha, Mitzah the Din Shavoy, or Mitzah Mocha, Mitzah the Practicality Shavoy. But at the end of the day, I don't think this, the Alocha over here, the place can be down to get Shira Pass. You have to look at the Makarius, my colleagues among, continue my colleagues among the Rishayim. The second in, we'll get to maybe even the map, we'll say. There can be a map, and a map, and the sword does not apply. I mean, the Makarius, map,
it's nice, but in the bag.
Why is it the bag?
If you close it in the bag, you have to
push
that way.
Put it on the table, in the back.
Why is it there for? For people to take for? Or is it like the end of the table? What's it zero?
That's a question.
I can't. So you have to know what it's there for. I mean, if it's, again, I said children. Children, you can put the end of the table, doesn't mean anything. I'll take from it. Depends whose children I know. My children. Right? They do whatever's on the table, and not on the table. It depends what goes on. It depends on who's in the Shabbos. The past Shabbos, I only had my 3-year-old. The Shabbos, when my 9 grandkids. No, it kind of goes on over here. When they have 9 kids, everything happens, you know. Even the kitchen can argue the point to hello with his relationships. No, it's about to go. What? For sure, you have to be practical. It depends on the situation. Again, the storm did not bring down Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah. They don't bring it down. It's not brought down. Until the Orfer Shulchan. Everyone, again, Mitzvah 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 went to the base Yisiv, to the Orfer Shulchan, to the Baalei Shulchan. No one in between all these people. There's a lot. No, bread in the bag. I don't know what the level that is. It could be like a case in the kitchen. I'm not sure. If people close the bag on the table, it could be like in the kitchen. That's not made to be touched. I mean, the end of the table is not made, but it does. The bag is my kitchen. You can have the board. Another way, some people in the kitchen like the table, right? Depends on how the house is. Fine, the second thing will be the case of the mafa. When I get into the mafa, it's very clear. A person that used to say mafa, milk, and flashiks, water, and sugar, peru, what happened? You can pause there, and a little peru falls off. But you know, they'll stick to it, you have a baya. The makor of this is Rashba, the Rashba is very clear. We're worried about the tipe bosser, and not inside the blias. Not because it's hot, being blayed one to another. We're worried about the tipe, the little piece of the fall off, the shamunis, the little sediments goes one to another. Building upon this, let's say you have a plate. Couple of pesach shiva, bring down a vaz, instead of the chash of piruim, we might have a plate, should not worry about it. I need time, we have a din mapo, we have a loch of a mapo, that it brings down, as a loch of the chum and the rajbo, we can turn over the table. The pesach shiva said two things. Number one, he says you have a plate. Number two, he says pesach shiva and the rajbo, turn over the table. And that means, the mapo, turn over the mapo. Or, bear dover. Another example, you want to swap? Yeshiva Smear, we go to the Merkazi in a certain group of dining rooms. Why is it bacher? So we all ate in one dining room, and there was no air conditioning, and the food was amazing. And yeah, and with their table, they had no tablecloths. They would have, it was one side is blue, one side is gray. You pick up and flip it over. That's what they did. They wiped it down and flipped it over. That's mamish, why, they have plates in those days. Why, they have plates, you're in a plate, they wipe it down, and they flip it over. And the plates actually were not plastic, why, they were washed by whoever, if they were washed. But the mesa, this is aloha. Now, this idea of having plates that works, mesa, come on the back, he wants to disagree with the case of plates. He's coming to tell them, it's a good blues from here. Place mesa in the hat, maybe I'll buy a really blues, and look good over here. And the mesa, at the end of the day, says this form, I come up in Freshman Shabbat, there's a Puskachuba, Medina, Mitzan Sugyo, we do not need to have two different mappas. Maisa, with Manazer, we have one mappa for Fleishiks, and the table is parable, or we have two mappas, if you want to do his own, or the table is Milchiks. Maisa, we do have a separate mappa for Fleishiks over here, especially the Barathas, that's Maisa we go do. I got Medina Yeshlovin, but at the end of the day, Maisa, we have Puskachuba's Mekel, that's our Hokok. Building upon this came there, let's say you have a table, that is made from mica, you can wipe it down very well. Medina, again, just like you can have a plate over here, maybe a table can clean very well, it should not be a problem. Again, so the accusation of the Rosh and Medina should not be a problem. Maisa, our hunger against the Baalei Shulchan is very clear. Mitzana, then you're right. Maisa, that's not our hunger. Maisa, we have different, we eat on different things. That's what we go do over here. What's Nafkamina for? Nafkamina basically is a high chair. That means children, young children sit in a high chair. And the question is, do you have to get two trays with multiple collection to there? So one statement says, put the mappa there. Give them a mappa they fill on the floor. So I don't know, don't give them mappas. So the question over here is, could you have to have two different trays? So you go to a store that I sold, go to Aichia, they'll sell you two different trays. One blue, one red. They have two trays, and every store, if you anyone that we go to, might say sell two trays. That's the correct thing you go to. My so still, problem in certain houses, both trays used for multiple flyships. So then the question is, then what do you go do? So the person would say, Medina, go back to Aloha now. What do you serve a kid with Salah, you know, plate, which is also it's all over the place. Might say, wipe it down well. Medina, you don't have to. Medina is fine. Vo'id, we never see our kids usually think they're boiling hot. So whole chumma maybe between Machman and Tata Bach, us Blias, are no Blias. Even our Blias in Binyamai. I usually eat a little scam over here. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it. If it's not a locha, technical, dry locha, the kid with one high tray on the mice is beside her. Again, it's only my little two high tray trays. Medina, you wipe it down, the mice is beside her. Now, Oscar. Never have to trace.
And they even have some of them that have a special chair goes on top.
Oh, that was that one?
Yeah, they have the
inside. Baruch Hashem, the third thing over here is the halacha of a sakin, of a knife. Now, first, what is the bayah of a knife? So, there is a task against the Rabbis, you're not by not. You're against the Rabbis, what's going to do not by not. Simple understanding is, you have a sakin, you cut cheese, little shamunis, little mount on top of the sakin over here. Now you have this knife, you cut cheese, you cut your bosser, or you cut your lechem, and it goes to the top of the lechem, top of the bosser, or vice versa, you cut meat, same thing. Probably sound like the idea of pirur. That's the word kosh came from the machaber, pirur. Little things, the filament of the residue, it goes on top over here of the knife over here. Now again, we have this machaber down case of a sakin. Now we have two cases of machaber down. Number one, he says a fleshka knife, number one, do not cut cheese. And number two, he says a fleshka knife, do not cut bread to eat with cheese. Or vice versa, don't get milk knife to cut with meat, or take a milk knife to cut bread to go with meat. And there are two halachas. Don't cut the other men. And don't cut the bread to eat with the other man. And Dr. Ramon says, the Noga Kleinsal to have two sakilim. And they said, therefore, we should make a mark on which one to make a mark on the milk one, and don't change. English has to make sure you saw. Now, so I'm bringing down first idea why Dafka milk, based upon the Pasuk, Chirit Sechalov, therefore Dafka on milk, make a simen, Shiva smear. What has a simen? Milk one has a hole inside of it, right? By Talacha. Only milk one has a hole inside of it. Therefore, it says the Levush, the Chizak, if you're going to always bring down, the idea over here is that a person, before that plastic, I'm sorry, yeah. Guys, you don't know. Why, a shop, I don't know, but they have holes in the morning. Why, the Mice is from break, they do not make a simon on the Fleishiks. The Levush says, part of the Chizak is only making a simon, not the Fleishiks. And therefore, so if you're going to build a person's house, naturally, what's looking at those Fleishiks? Very simple. You want to add a simon to it. It's a local, I don't follow the Chizak, so. Make Chaisel only the simmons on milk, not the fleshiks. Kamal, the Bani Shulchan, today he says, today we should have on hoga, not to get simonim. We have different colors over here. One's blue, one's red. So first of all, he says, it's not going against the milling. You can argue, there's no mark over here. No one can tell the difference. No, that's the Seder. But then, L'chor, usually when they have a case like blue and red, can maybe argue if that's a simon or not. I think most people know that it is. Pashas. But you get a case of green. Right, what is that? Is that looks of Leishik, spread the house you're in. So the Chorah is definitely getter of having a simon. People walk in the house, you cannot use green. I'm not sure which one is, the looks of Leishik's over here. Maisa, Void, when you have the sign M, what's M? Leishik's a mili. I love that sign, M. Like, okay. So you don't know what that means also. Okay, well, yeah, everyone is Leishik's a mili. Which one?
Go to the other one and see what it says. F or
the whole thing. Fine. Mice have built upon this idea of having we have again. What come over says we have two different knives for one for milk and one for fleshiks. Once you have different knives, come over to Shemarka. Our Shulchan says this is Makar where we have all kalim to milk and fleshiks. That means everyone wants to know where's Makar to have two sets of dishes, two sets of silverware. Is it building upon an extension of this Ramah? The Muslim Mick Christ all the time, two knives to mark one over here, says the Kitzer, and that for Shulchan, after all the Torah, built upon that with the Barakas, we have some options over here, we have two sets of things over here, built upon these studies, we'll be mark one knives, we didn't get to all Kalem over here. Void, even how far the mark one knives, you have Shulchan, he says, the Minigas have three knives, Fleshiks, Milchiks, and Barako. Pichodosh, Yaibis, Master Shekel, or for Shulchan, and Yudah, they'll all bring down to have three knives, or again, three different colors over here, same idea, but trying to give a seven over here. Three different things. Now, to understand what Ramah has, the Ramah comes up and says, really, is there something before the minig and something that's after the minig? That means he has before the minig, he says, the itza helps. Then he says, now, farnogu tap two sakina. So, what is the nitza being matter over here? Or what not to after the minig? Well, what is the first shlav of the Ramah? Or what's the second shlav of the Ramah? So, first, what is the itza? Nitza is now a sugyo with a lochan tzim kuchov aleph. Over there, it's brought down. You take a knife, you want to cleanse it from the shavuos on top. You put it inside the ground 10 different places, 10 different times, and flap out nice works. In the ground that's hard, but not so hard, therefore, let's say cleanse it. Now, the shom say those are put in the ground. You walk inside a guy's house, you see it inside the ground, and you just leave it there. The shom say that's ridiculous. I've got to walk to people's houses there. The Shom say there's no concept of putting it there, leaving it there. Putting one, two, three, 10 different places. That's how you clean up for the Shom. Now, Bismarck is there, with so much upon each or not,
Lucham on the Svar, we say we do, but as long as we do Agolo, not need so. We'll get to Bez Hashem when we lose Sugyo. If steel wool, that's what I say, steel wool works just as good as Sour Plata, works just as well as Nitzah, but I just want to get to that. Now, come on, again, we have a look over here that there's a concept of something that works with Nitzah, and now we're going to have two knives not to the Nitzah. What did we say that it works in the Nitzah and the Karko? So, you read the Shaka Taz is saying two different things. Taz comes and says you do the Nitzah, and now you go cut the cheese. Now you have flesh and knife, put it inside 10 times, now you cut the cheese. Read the Shaka says, you do the Nitzah 10 times, now cut the lechem, the challah. The pass. Point out the people got him. The argument, this point over here. Now the Kamlung, according to the Shach, the Chur and the Itza would not help for the cheese. That means the Taz is saying the Itza is helping for the cheese. The Shach is Kamlung saying the Itza is not helping for the cheese, only helping for the pass. What's the Svarta Bechalik? Why should not help the Itza to clean up the Shamunis? Why should not help for the cheese? Says the people got them because we have the house full of flesh all the time. Because you do the Itza, one time you forget, the Itza Baya, and we don't want you to cash your stack in. Back and forth from lots of fleshings, so you might forget. That means it comes out that the Shach and the people going to pass like this. You cannot do the Itzah for cheese only for Lechem. And the way the Taz and the Achashogon Paskins, you can do the Itzah in the case of Vino. That's before we came. The Minik. Come on, Lemon said, Kvar Nov and Kolisot are two Sakinim. That means, what are they saying, what not to go do? That means according to the Taz, says the Itzah helps to go to cheese. Now, Mice did not do the Itzah for cheese. What? The lechem you can. Lechem you can. Mashengin court the Shach. We're saying the Itza for the lechem, time out for 2 seconds, and not to Nitzo, or clean it even in case of lechem. Unless he says Shach, go further, Shach, the Chach, you have no other option. Otherwise, not to. I mean, it comes out to the person, he has a stock in his fleshics, he wants to clean it very well, and he wants to cut with it to cut the lechem, to eat away milk, cut the lechem. So it comes out, you go clean it well, on the Taz, and the Chavos Chaim passed away, the Maestah said you can. Maestah Shach, Pim Godem, the Bach, Maestah you can't, only Shach Zachak. Therefore, you want to know why you have to be nice for it. Well, think about it, go like this Shach, the Bach over here, you can't take a knife and cut Lechem, that's for the other men. I mean, you cut, let's say you cut for one men. Now you want to use the other men, what are you going to do? What's the option over here? So therefore, we have to be nice, one for Pi, one for Flacious over here. So come again, we have Machlokes number one. What was before, and number two, after Kvanogu, what we machmer, the Shach being machmer even on the Lechem, that's for Shasakaki, we did it well. The Taz said, no, you make it in the case of Lechem. What does come out, interesting question, a double study over here. It sounds like over here, at least for Shach, certainly, even when it came according to the Taz, can a person kasher his Kalim back and forth and looks at the Fleishiks? So come with people come over here and says, there's a mini Kaiso. That brought down already on Maravom and Simit Tov Kuf Tes and the Mishabu and Simit Tov Nun Aleph that we do not kasher our kelim from milchiks to fleishiks. Can't take a pot as fleishiks, kasher milchiks, milchiks back to fleishiks. Can't go do that. Why? One reason you don't forget kasher in between. It's something we have in the house constantly. The only thing you kasher in the house is Isur, also things. Things that are also can kasher. So what each they say, make it also trade it and then kasher it. Put down this form, find some safer and trade it. But otherwise, the look is you cannot kasher from milk and fleishiks. The question they do discuss is that again, we're coming to say upon this halacha, oh, there's a meaning a person cannot kasher milk and fleishiks. So, first of all, there is an Aruch HaShulchan who argues, Sayin Pei Tes, Sayin Tov Tun Alef Erechayim, Sayin Tov Kuf Tun Tes, Tov Kuf Tes, there's not many clients on. We do kasher. Nice of all is from not go this way. It's really it's the Vosh, Magavam, Sam Seifer, the opening down, we do not cash milk of the Fleishiks. And that's one of the bayot where people say go cash your oven for milk of the Fleishiks, they'll go put on the high. Before says, you have to realize you went against the minig. Those will answer, we never had a minig on ovens. Yeshua, that's true, we have a minig or not. One of the big problems of cashing your oven milk of the Fleishiks, who said you can cash it back and forth? One of the shilas.
What? Meats is
different.
No,
no, that's before. That's after. Right. That's now. Come on, someone to ask. Why do we have a right to the Ramah? The Ramah says we have milik now. Not to eat it. Not to kasher it. Why do we have a milik for them over here? Say we can't kasher. What's the difference here? That means you look at the Mekaris. No one quotes this Ramah Baker. Forget this. Ramah asking Why don't we call this Ramah? Why did Ramah not from the Korah ready if it's canted in the Christ on not cash milk in the Vleshiks? You can maybe yes, it's a further. First, you can not cash here from milk and Vleshiks. Milk is a power of you can. Vleshiks is a power of you can. Yet, it comes out according to Shach. You can even do the Itzah, the collection, the power of
all. That's the use of cheese.
You want to eat with cheese, be catching them, the knife, the power of all. That's all you're doing over here, catching the power over here. You're not. So why not? So nice and swarm have different ways to machalk by this. I got people comes over here. People said over here, the locals you cannot catch most of the fleshings. But why is that a rife over here? It's either if you want to tie a sakin is different. Why is a sakin different? The cloud we've seen a couple of times, stamma plate is clean. Stamma knife has shamrus upon it. And therefore, it's more of a problem to make mistakes with it because the shamrus is there. Usually a pot usually clean, stop the end of the anyway. So if there's nothing really to worry about, only for the other, it's kosher anyway. But more machalk in the case of a sakin. But maybe in another sort of machalik, Nitzah is different in the case of Hagolo. Nitzah has a Kula and Nitzah has a Chubra. That means the Ger to Hagolo, the Loch is you cannot do a Hagolo within 24 hours. Not allowed to. And therefore the Shamal says, the reason why I'm asking for the idea of not catching milk and fleshiks, because since you have milk and fleshiks in your house all the time, and I'm catching within 24 hours. Catching within 24 hours, the catching does not usually work, unless in the case of Shisha. It doesn't work. Therefore, we're Machman Hagolo, we don't go back and forth. Maybe not clear the case of Levon. Mashiach needs it, you can do it within 24 hours. Take off the shemus, no problem. Therefore, we have the reason to be masked from the milk of fleshiks. That's a kula in the itza. A chumra in the case of the itza is when I do a case of a kola, the knife's power of a mamash. Do a case of the itza, it takes off the filament on top, but then it catches the police inside. Not power of knife. It's a fleshik knife, they have a right to go cut bread with. But it's not, it's parable. Therefore, it needs to have a chumra over here. So it comes along again, so we have a reason why Nitzah is different. I mean, again, we have an Abba Klaisel to not capture milk and fleshiks back and forth, less with this club, Numus club. That means he's got a present from somebody, yeah, they get the Pesach, yeah, all the time is there. But without this club, we do not capture. Is it a rife mirror? Not a rife mirror. Yishul Chalik. But still, in the case of Sakins, we do not capture back and forth over here. By Mezer Shem, on Sunday, Sugur Chal, Simit Sadi, the correct way of learning it is from the Beis Yosef, the Makoris, the Tazun Shach. The gam, the gate, the test, our personal test, not the one of Shemayim, is only going to be a Beheitiv over here. That's true. The correct way of learning is to learn well with the Makoris, learn correct like we learn every single year. No difference. Slotharabo.
Shkoyach.